My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Into hour number three, we're going to talk to Connor Riley later in the week at our dog report right here on Dukes and Bell. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We got another guest who's going to jump on the phone, and it's kind of been a crazy story, Carl. The last week or two, from Texas A&M just being a few breaks from winning the College World Series to the coach moving up the road to Austin.
Jim Schlossnagel is the new head baseball coach at Texas. Hook 'em! And you know, Mike, how excited I am for the fact that Texas is coming into the SEC. I wanted to grab Jim for a few minutes because he's been it's been a busy week. And Jim, we certainly appreciate the time today. Congratulations, first and foremost, on the new gig. What has this week been like for you, by the way? Because you have been a man, you know, that a lot of people have been talking about.
it's pretty amazing what you're able to get away with on social media. That is pretty much straight up slander. But it's been a crazy week. I wish there was a way to have concluded things in College Station better. Number one, I wish we'd have won the game. I mean, that's anybody who questions whether we were trying to win or win the game has never been on an athletic field. But I was fully invested in trying to win a national title there. But then, just like the players, when the season's over, they have decisions about the draft. And today, guys have decisions about the transfer portal. Assistant coaches have decisions about other jobs, head coaching jobs. And you know, I have a personal life, too, and a career, too. And, just for a variety of reasons, I felt like this was an opportunity that I couldn't walk away from in my chances to work with my very good friend, Chris Del Conte, the athletic director at the University of Texas. And I wish it could have been cleaner. I wish it maybe could have been some more time between the end of our season and the move. But today's college athletics, it just simply doesn't allow that. So I wish A&M only the best. They hired one of my coaches, Mike Early, to be the head coach. And I think that's great for him and his family. And we're here in Austin trying to put together a roster and get back to Omaha.
I think maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, Coach, there'd be some guys who would like have issue with it. But now, as long as the kids can move with the transfer portal, I don't think people get as hung up on it as maybe they should. How much that said, are you going to have a good turnover from Aggie now to Longhorn?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, number one, if you know anything about Aggies and College Station, you know, they're a different breed. I mean, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. That's got, you know, most of those guys grow up Aggies. They want to be at A&M. It means a lot to them. It meant a lot to me during my time there. And there's nothing wrong with that. There are other guys that, when there was a coaching change, they, you know, just protected themselves a little bit to go in the portal. And now that Coach Early's there, you know, they have a familiar face, which is great. And some of those guys are draft eligible, and change would be tough. And there are a few, you know, that are in the portal that we're talking to a little bit. And I think the other thing is that just, you know, I think they saw what me and my staff went through relative to the whatever you want to call it, the craziness on social media. And I mean, even the guys that went in the portal got hit pretty hard. Right. And so, you know, I think maybe the safe, I don't know if it's a safe choice because A&M is a great place, but I think they can maybe avoid all that by, you know, potentially not leaving or not, you know, coming here. There's other guys that are super interested and I think we may get, but by no means am I looking to raid Texas A&M's roster. We have good players here, and we're going to get good players, and especially over the course of the time. This is a great place. It's one of the most historic programs in the history of college baseball, if not the most historic program. I mean, they've actually, in the history of the College World Series, Texas has been in the College World Series more than it hasn't been in the College World Series. So it's pretty crazy. The expectations are at the very top. So we're excited. I think there's only been, I think I'm the sixth coach in the history of the school, which is, wow, you know, pretty daunting considering the names prior to me. So I'm very, very humble.
Great players, great coaches. You're following in the footsteps. Jim Schlossnagel joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Jim, I want to ask you about, I don't know where you want to go with it, but I got to ask you about the relationship with the AD at Texas A&M. A lot of folks have said that was a big part of this. It wasn't so much Chris Del Conte, who did his part, obviously, in luring you over to Texas. But what about that relationship? Because it plays in college sports so much, and we're seeing it. You know, we're here in Atlanta. We talk about Georgia and Kirby and the relationship and Alabama and all these schools. And now Texas is going to be playing, obviously, those schools. A&M was already in the SEC. But talk about that relationship and how that played here.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I mean, just put yourself in any scenario in any profession, right? I mean, if you guys were to get a new, you know, boss, you know, at your station, or if you're working at a business and the guy that you've been working with or the guy that hired you moves and then somebody new comes in, there's always going to be some unknown with that. And I think Trev's outstanding. He's smart. I think he's genuine. You know, he had to make a really tough move. And I don't know if you saw the article in the Star-Telegram, but
I did. And by the way, coach is talking about Trev Alberts, by the way, the AD at Texas A&M.
Trev Albert is who's a legend in Nebraska, and for him to leave Nebraska, he's kind of the, even though he's not from Nebraska, I think he's from Iowa, but, you know, he's Tom Osborne, kind of the chosen one. Mm-hmm. And for him to leave, I think he took a ton of heat. And I think when he made that comment to me about, you know, if you want to leave, that's a, we'll understand. I truly think that's what he meant. I mean, he wasn't by any means pushing me out, but he was just being genuine. And there wasn't really anything negative with Trev. I think he's going to do a great job. But I had taken that job and left TCU because I had a vision for what Texas A&M could be in a window of time, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not coaching forever. And so with all the changes with Ross, with the Coach Fisher, you know, all the different things that went on, the financial challenges, it just seemed like things were slowing down. And I'm not and do you guys understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
On one side of the equation, there was some uncertainty, okay? And on the Texas side of the equation, there's no such thing as certainty, but I knew exactly what I was getting for a guy that's 53 years old, and I don't want to coach until I'm 70 years old. You know, I want to do this for another 8 to 10 years maybe and see where things lie. So my window in my career. I just wanted it to be a certain way. Honestly, I think this move will speed up everything at Texas A&M. And that's great. And that's awesome for them. But that's there to, regarding your question and the athletic director, no negatives, just different.
It is Jim Schlossnagel with us, guys. He's the head baseball coach of the Texas Longhorns. And, again, if a no's not catching the drift, we talked about it earlier. It is just the reality of college athletics. If something like a Jimbo Fisher buyout goes down, there's going to be other parts of the athletic department which are going to bear the brunt of that. And that's probably why you're in Austin at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think every school right now is, they're trying to put their ducks in a row. And some are in better shape than others financially to be prepared for what's coming, which we still don't know what's coming. We just know that that expenses are going up because the players are going to get paid and there's going to be revenue sharing. And so I think, Texas A&M certainly has a lot of resources, but they've also, they've spent a lot of money on facilities. The Coach Fisher thing, I think, is just part of that, and that's why they hired Trev. And Trev, his job is to do what he has to do, whether it be thinning down the athletic department number of people working there, whether it be programs. That's his job, and that's the same job for Chris Del Conte. And I just think A&M is in a position like everybody else. And I know the University of Texas, at least from what I know, is very, very healthy financially, and certainly, that leads towards stability, which is part of what attracted me to this.
Jim's been a winner, guys. He's coached at UNLV and TCU. He took the A&M job. He talked about it. Now he's at Texas with A&M and Texas both being in the SEC now, once again, playing in the same conference. This is interesting, and Jim has been, top page news here the last few weeks. Jim, I want to ask you about Chris Del Conte. Reports are he was waiting for you in a cemetery. Is that true? What can you tell us about that?
Well, what happened was this is God's honest truth.
Okay.
He was supposed to – we had talked the night before. We talked briefly that morning, and I told him, hey, I'll be home at X time, 2 o'clock, whatever it was, whatever you want to say. And he wasn't quite sure if he was supposed to be sitting in my driveway. Mm-hmm. I live – my home is out in the country outside of College Station. And he wasn't sure if he was supposed to be sitting in my driveway. I just told him, I said, I'll text you when I'm home and ready to go. And so in the little town that I live, I think he was sitting on the side of the road, and there just so happened to be a cemetery right next to him. So Chris is a pretty vibrant guy, and he wasn't in the cemetery, I don't think. And if I'm not careful, I'm gonna end up actually in
the cemetery.
But no, he was great. Because we hadn't signed anything, we hadn't broken down the total details of what this was going to be, despite what reports you hear. We met. We got home from Omaha. I spoke with 8 to 10 guys on the team face to face, and just gave them an idea of what potentially could happen. I mean, there's no way I could sit down with 40 players and in a perfect world, that's what you get to do. But when Coach Elko left Duke to go to A&M, he didn't get to meet with the whole team because he was leaving it. He got into College Station at 2:30 in the morning. So that's just part of it these days. And so I talked to those few guys and then drove home and texted Chris, like, where the heck are you? And he was like, I'm by this cemetery. and he came to the house. We talked for a couple hours and came to an agreement.
Awesome. The idea of Chris Del Conte, the athletic director of the University of Texas, in College Station, hanging out in a cemetery, you can imagine how it did. It did get some lips flapping. Real quick, before we cut you loose, Jim, you thinking about maybe getting a sore throat the week you play the Aggies?
Luckily this year, it's not so lucky because their team's going to be really good.
You recruited them.
But, the series this year is here in Austin.
Okay.
I was looking forward to going to that football game, though, the last weekend of the year at Kyle Field. But I don't think I'll be making it over there. But then in 2000, I guess it'd be 26. We'll play at Olsen Field. So hopefully we'll have a great team and ready to compete with the Aggies, and I'm sure it'll be an adventure.
Jim, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Congratulations on the job. Appreciate your honesty and your willingness to tell the truth about all this stuff. Because you know, we talked and you said, listen, I just want to set the record straight. So I'm glad you were able to do that. Thank you again for jumping on. We'll see you here in Atlanta. And congratulations on a great run there at A&M. And I know you're going to do great things at Texas, man.
I appreciate that. You guys have a great day.
You got it, man. Yeah, it really was, Carl, a wild story, and pretty cool that you get the guy on the air to tell that story because, I mean, as we know, things are a little bit different at College Station, how that program is run and how those fans are. And you can imagine just going from the excitement of the College World Series in Omaha to all of a sudden find out your coach is going to your arch rival. Yeah. Some hard feelings. Hey, man, that's the Dog Report, and this hour of the show is brought to you by our buddies at Mark Spain Real Estate. Coming up, want to hear from more of you guys about the Hawks. We've been talking a lot about what happened over the weekend and just the feeling that there's really not much more to go down as far as big splash. Carl's used the phrase big splash. How does that make you feel? What do you think about the moves getting DeJounte off the books? 404-726-0929. What are your expectations? Do you have expectations for the Hawks next?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and a lot of folks responded, Carl, on the text line with a big story from last week. The Texas A&M coach switching allegiance, much like NWO style back in the day, joining the New World Order and going to Austin, Texas. Dukes and Bell with Carl on remote today back in Stately Dukes Manor, and it was kind of cool because you have the connections as an alum of Texas to get a guy that's a part of a big story, so a lot of folks are enjoying that. And as I said, I wasn't trying to kiss up. I just think that now that players have the flexibility, I don't know about you, my old beef was like, look, if a guy can leave, why can't the kid leave? Now if the kid can leave and a guy can double his salary, then it's like the live golf argument. Who's not going to take the loot?
I'm with you. I think it's the idea that everybody can end up potentially wherever they want, right? That's the cue. That's the key. Is it used to be you had to stay and you had to wait it out and you had to miss a year and all the stuff that we used to deal with. Everybody can end up wherever they want at this point. And if a coach leaves, I'm with you. I don't think people are as upset as we used to be about it because of the freedom of the portal and what we're seeing these young men do. And more importantly, once they get to their new destination, Mike, the money they're making.
Right. So he's on his way to Austin. That will be weird, though, that first time they put it. As he said, luckily for him, it is going to be in Austin. Hey, man, a lot of guys written us up on the text line. If you're just getting in your car today, if you weren't following on the interweb, Klay Thompson decides to sign with the Mavericks on a deal, which I thought, Carl, you know, I know with some guys, they're just said, look, if I have a choice between Klay Matthews and, or say Klay Thompson and Garrison Matthews, well, they're going with Garrison Matthews. Okay. I mean, you know, Klay Thompson's pretty good still. I know that you guys are all saying he's dead on his feet and he's a chump. Going to a team like the Mavs, if he can find that balance to stay healthy for the rest of the season and come in big time in June, you know, May and June, it's the perfect fit for them.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought that, you know, we at some point we were going to add some degree of splash, pardon the pun, albeit a splash uncle at this stage with Klay Thompson. I mean, what do you think of his game at this stage? You think he's washed up? I got some Hawks fans who are telling me it's been a waste of time here.
With Klay?
Yeah.
No, man. Listen, he had a bad game to end the season, okay? It happens. I am not going to base my entire opinion on Klay Thompson, who's one of the best shooters in the history of the NBA, period. Well, he is a champion. But he went 0 for 10 in a playoff game or whatever it was at the end of the season, and everybody freaked out. I'm not going to tell you that Klay Thompson still can't shoot the ball. He had a bad game.
Right.
Like, this is a great pickup for the Dallas Mavericks. And, oh, by the way, he doesn't have to come in and average 50. They have Luka in his prime. He will run the show. All Klay does is need to hit open shots. And Mike, if he can't do that, then this will be a terrible signing. My guess is he'll be able to do it.
Right. But again, I mean, it's not a knock. We had Garrison Matthews on the show. Remember last year? He's a likable guy, and now he's finally getting traction at age 27 here in Atlanta.
I like Garrison.
Yeah, and hopefully he shoots 40%. I'm trying to add some pizzazz to this, but you say, okay. Look, I've seen the correlation on the texts. The only people that are happy about this move are guys that are Trey fans. That's it. Because Trey's not going anywhere, so you guys can rationalize anything. Which is basically the rationalization that the Hawks are not going to get even remotely towards the luxury tax or any apron therein that will improve this team dramatically. So you've got to hope that Jalen Johnson stays healthy. So I presume this means, you know, we still got a few days, Carl, and weeks.
Yes.
That maybe get Capella off the roster, but you do have to get somebody in there to help Okongwu.
I think, too, Mike, it's just the makeup of the team, the overall makeup of the team with Trey. You, in essence, right, by moving on from DeJounte, which is something we said had to happen, you're handing the reins back to Trey. There won't be a debate about whose team it is and all that kind of stuff. But in the process, you've also got to put guys around him that can play. That's the other part of this. It's almost right. Like for you saying, hey, the Trey fans are excited because, hey, Trey's still here. That's great. But you still have an obligation as a front office, Landry and company and Kyle, to put guys around him that can make this team successful. And for right now, as I said to start the show, I don't think we got better. I just don't. For what we got in return, you can tell me about defense and he's bigger and all this stuff. That's great. I understand the appeal, all right, of Dyson Daniels. But Dyson Daniels is 21. Trey is going into the sixth or seventh year of his NBA career and trying to be an all-pro and be a guy that goes deep in the playoffs every year. He needs guys that can flat out help him now, Mike. This is not – we're already going to be waiting on our first overall pick.
Right. So, look, we're selling you hope, okay? What's different between this conversation about we hope Desmond Ridder has his together? Right? I mean, you're hoping that, you know, yes, we've increased our defensive profile with Dyson Daniels. You're hoping that you'll continue the outside shooting will continue to evolve, that Jalen Johnson continues to evolve. Look, Risarche is a nice piece, but he's not going to be ready. There's nobody in the first. Maybe, you know, Reed Shepard's going to be watching Chris Paul at times this year in San Antonio.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good pickup for them, by the way.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Stephon Castle. Reed Shepard went to Houston, but Stephon
Castle from here.
Yeah, and it's just, to me, I'm sorry. Call me freaking crazy. After going backwards for the last 3 years, I thought maybe they'd do something dramatic. So, and all we're saying, well, we wasted 2 years of Trey's time. Let me get this straight. In a trade that made no sense, that moved Schlenk out of here. And then we turn around, and a few years later, we get one less draft pick back and a nice defensive piece, perhaps, in a guy in Dyson Daniels that some would say is a big you know, bust from the first round when he was drafted 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to find the silver lining here other than, okay, what? So, and here's the other thing. If this team does if this team does get traction, if all the things we are talking about works, are you then prepared to get and be aggressive at the trade deadline to get us out of this rut we're in, provided we do something between now and February?
I don't know. I mean, to me, that's like the multi-million dollar question about where we are and where potentially we will be. health plays a role, right? And I've said this. You got to keep guys healthy. JJ and Okongwu and these guys have to stay healthy, and that's a part of this. But I also just think when you look at us fundamentally, and if you're telling me that you feel like, again, you're bringing Hunter back and he's going to be better. I've heard that. That you've brought enough scoring around Trae Young to feel confident about where this team is. Okay. I don't sense that. I'm looking at the Eastern Conference and I'm going, ooh, wee. That's what I'm saying right now. You think Philadelphia, Mike, right now, that Philly is going nuts because of what happened today.
Pulling off the Paul George this
Correct, time. Right? You already know if Embiid is healthy, guys, he's an MVP. It's just what it is. And Maxey has turned into what we thought, or at least I thought, Hunter was going to be.
Right.
That's what's happened in Philly. So now all of a sudden you have three legitimate guys that you're relying on and the pieces around them, scoring, shooting, the team looks better. It just does.
Now, there are teams in front of us. We talked about the Magic. They pick up Kontavious Caldwell-Pope. We've talked about, what's our lot in life in the Eastern Conference? You just alluded to the Sixers getting better. They had some injury issues to deal with this year, but they're getting back. They couldn't keep everybody. Tobias Harris signs in Detroit with the Pistons. But, yeah. So, by the way, Celtics for sale. Wyke Grosbeck or Grousbeck is selling his majority stake. The Celtics are rumored to be just under $5 billion net worth.
Good time to sell.
Yeah, good time to. Now, I don't know how much of the it's actually $4.7 billion. I rounded up, but of the $4.7 billion the Celtics are supposed to be worth, I don't know how much the majority share is, but that's a nice chunk of change. And the Celtics made some moves too. Signed White. They gave up a couple few contract extensions themselves up there.
Yeah, listen, Derek White. You talk about glue guys. We can talk about Jrue Holiday. Derek White, 4 years, $125 million. Mm-hmm. That may be the best signing of all of this stuff for the Celtics. Like Horford says, he was coming back. He's already under contract. Tatum's going to get his money. Jaylen Brown got his, but Derek White. This is what to me is going to make them a potential repeat champion in Boston. He just does everything, Mike. In the past 2 years, this dude's a 38%, 39% shooter from the three. He plays D. He can play multiple positions. I love his game, and it's one of those guys. Who is this guy on our team? Like Derek White, when you look at these championship caliber teams, and we've said it, whether it was Draymond with the Warriors or whether over the last few years when it was the Milwaukee Bucks and they had, Middleton, who are these guys on our team?
Right. That's the thing. We talk about everything the Celtics have, which, again, it's a lot of the NBA would wish they had what the Celtics have, but it's like nothing we've got. We have Trae, and we have Trae scoring, and hopefully Dyson, it will provide some degree of defense. That's been the problem. You and I talked about it until we're blue in the face. When Trae was out there, the defensive liability, okay. And then when we saw, unfortunately, when Trae went out with the injury, we saw that DeJounte Murray and a bunch of G League guys could actually play better team defense in the half court, but then you missed out on the scoring. Yeah. So now that you've added these pieces, and hopefully it works, I got to hope there's more stuff coming, is now when how does Quinn Snyder integrate this so you can have your Trae and your defense too, right? Like have your cake and eat it? Can we have our Trae and have some degree of defense? Still think we need more size on this team.
Yeah, the Sadiq Bey thing is interesting. Again, Bey's only 25 years old coming off that injury, but again, I think it gets back to cost. And, Daniels and Nance Jr. and giving up two first rounders, getting two first rounders back, should I say, is going to be a lot cheaper than what I think Sadiq Bey is going to cost you.
Bey, what do you think of Bey? I mean, we've said that sometimes he's just, inconsistent at times.
I hated when he got hurt at the end, Mike, at the end of the year. I thought he was starting to really find himself. I did. I thought his jumper and the way that he was playing but then you get hurt and it's kind of like, damn, it just sets you back. Mm. And so you kind of lose focus on what it could be and what this might look like. Now, Daniels is 6'7", Sadiq Bey 6'7". Daniels a little bit smaller, 199, 205 pounds or whatever he is. Sadiq Bey's body is thicker and bigger, so he could post guys up and he could get on the glass. I'm just, maybe they're just saying, hey, we're going to trade that out and we're going to go a little bit younger. I mean, again, not that much, but and certainly cheaper. And then we got to develop. And this is the other part. Now, I do want to say this. As much as I am like many of you who say, all right, where are we going with this? What's the deal? Are we truly better? And how do we add to Trae and company? The development part of this is going to be huge. If Richaché is going to be a guy, it's going to be through development. He's not a finished product, but in 2 or 3 years, when you start to see him come into his own, it's got to be through development. If Daniels is going to be that guy at 21 years old, Mike, and you say, well, he got picked a few years ago and he's not really done anything, that's got to come through development.
Right.
Do you trust the Hawks in that area?
No, then meanwhile, you're hoping that Trae Young has got more patience to sit around and not do anything in the playoffs another couple of seasons, and which also hurts his brand nationally, hurts his brand as far as the All-Star eligibility, you know, not getting to go to Paris. I mean, you're an afterthought if you're in a play-in team. You know, that's the other thing we talk about. By the way, I don't get all the NBA stats, but as far as stats view, Sadiq Bey's defensive rating was above poor, going the other way. He got into progressively worse defensively from the time in Detroit to his time here in Atlanta in 23 and 24.
It's not done. Yeah. Mike said it. It's not done.
Right.
But you hear us. You hear it in our voices.
Where's it at? Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, man, coming up in some guy talk. What did Rick Ross do to get, assaulted in Vancouver? I guess it's back, the beef with him. Speaking of where's the beef with him and Drake, it's on the way. And a rain would not stifle or ruin the Panthers' big celebration on the beach. We'll get into all that coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.